the indwelling of the Holy Spirit yesterday as we begin to talk about this embrace. And so before we go into scripture, I just want to share that some of the things that were said really, really began to just permeate my spirit, and I thought it would be so good to share it with the line. We began to talk about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, how he lives and dwells on the inside of us. And God is looking for us to yield. And I thought that was so powerful that we see the working of the Holy Spirit and we see the function of the Holy Spirit when we begin to yield. And Lana was teaching about the yield sign that we have out, you know, when we're driving. And, you know, even when we're going on an expressway, they say yield. Even when there's certain points when we're in our journey that we have to yield. And I think this is where, as believers, we find ourselves sometimes struggling with the yield. But I love how she represented the Holy Spirit, that he is a gentleman, but he is also requiring us to yield. We can't do things our way. We have to yield to the Spirit. The Bible says that we are led by the Spirit. And in order to be led, again, we must yield. We have to yield our thoughts, and yield our emotions, and yield our opinions, and yield our feelings, and yield our insight, and our perspective, and how we see it, and how we feel, and when we think it should happen, and the way we thought it should happen, and all those things. And when we live and when we are led by the Spirit of God, we are not our own, because we're admitting and we are submitting to the fact that we have been purchased and bought by Jesus with a price. And so our life is not our own. Our teens, our 20s, our 30s, our 40s, our 50s, our 60s, our 70s, our 80s, our 90s, even our 100s belong to him. And so whatever he wants us to do, who is this he? The Holy Spirit. Whatever the Holy Spirit is asking or suggesting or pushing or wooing us in a direction, we have to yield to that direction. I can think of situations where I wanted to say something, or I wanted to respond a certain way, or I felt a certain way about something, and it just really rubbed me the wrong way, and I was right. But the Holy Spirit may say, well, you can be healed, but that's not the way I want you to do it, and that's not how I want you to do it, and right now I just want you to be quiet. And it's in those moments that we find out, as Lana was talking about, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, if we are yielding, because that indwelling will begin to shape and mold our character. That's where love can come in. That's where fruit of the Spirit, meekness, patience, temperance. Why would he give us temperance? Because there are going to be things that would make our temper just, make our blood boil, but we have to yield. And God is saying that when we see a church that's postured, when we see a universe that starts to posture itself before God the right way, we'll see a people that are yielded, a people whose life is not their own. When people say, you know, I'm grown, I can do it my way, that's a person that's not yielded. When we're yielded to God, we understand that we can't do it our way, and that we do belong to him, and that we have to consider him and everybody else. So isn't God good this morning? I just wanted to reiterate that powerful, powerful, powerful illustration as we begin talking about embracing the Holy Spirit. It's so important that we, in our lives this morning, that we yield. There's going to be something today that the Holy Spirit is going to ask you to yield in. It may be your will. It may be your desire. It may be your emotion. It may be the how you were going to say something, or the way you were going to respond to a situation. It may be lots of different things. But when you allow your life to be led, some of us are leading our lives, and some of us are living a led life. I'm going to say that again. Some of us are leading our lives, We're saved, but we're in the driver's seat. We're leading our lives. And then there's those of us that are living a led life. And when you are living a led life, you are yielded. You're yielded to the Holy Spirit, and you're not able to do and say whatever you want to do and say. There is a checkpoint where you have to check back in with Him and do it His way. So I want to share this scripture this morning as we talk about the Holy Spirit as a promise of God and what He wants to do. Isaiah 59:21, and I'm excited about this on this Monday morning. It says, "As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My Spirit which is upon you and my words which I have put in your mouth shall never depart from your mouth." Listen to this. "Nor from the mouth of your offspring, nor from the mouth of your offspring's offspring, says the Lord, from now and forever." This is what the Holy Spirit is saying. As for me, this is my covenant with them. My Spirit which is upon you and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth. Thank you, Lord. That the word is not just going to depart from my mouth, but He's saying, this is my covenant. My word is going to be in your children's mouth, and my word is going to be in your children's children's mouth. Because I'm no longer writing the word on a stone, but I am writing the word upon the tables of the heart of my people. And when we live a land life, and when we live a yielded life, and the word of God become our primary, what does the word say? "Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you." So the word that's in my heart will allow me to be led. Hallelujah. It'll allow me to be healed. And in this same field, this same word that has been put in my heart, this is what I could be encouraged. My child could be acting a fool right now, like they don't even know who Jesus is. But the promise, God said, this is His covenant with us. We didn't make this covenant with Him. We didn't say, "Lord, please let the word be in our children." He said, "I'm making the covenant. My Spirit has said, my word will be your children's mouth." I don't care right now if they're living like a devil. The word is in their mouth. And it's going to be in their children's mouth because you put it in them. So this is something that we can hold on to. That's three generations that He promises that the word would be in our mouth. Hallelujah. That the word would be in our children's mouth. And the word would be in our children's children's mouth. We ought to say hallelujah to that this morning. Because the enemy wants you and I to believe, based on what we see, that the children are not even where they need to be, let alone that the word is going to be in their mouth or their children's mouth. But this is what the covenant of the Lord is saying. So we thank God that when we yield to Him, when we yield to His Spirit, that word, we can digest it, we can allow it to start with us. The word of God will forever be in our mouth. It doesn't matter what we feel. It doesn't matter what we see right now. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about any of those things. The only thing that matters is what the word says. The word says we have victory. The word says that we're blessed. The word says that we're healed. The word says that no weapon formed against us was possible. The word tells us that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And the word says that, hey, behold, I go before you. I make every crooked place straight. And we thank God that when we live a yielded life, we can trust what the word says. We can trust God to take care of that outcome and not always try to get in and fix and help God out. We can let God help her, who is the Holy Spirit, do all the helping and work that He needs to do, and we heal. Yield to His will and yield to His plan. Amen. So this is the word this morning. I hope we got something out of it. I hope it lifts you, moves your day. Hope you just get ready to get started this morning and just Wait, Lord, what are you saying this morning? I'm letting you know, I'm reminding you in Isaiah 59 and 21 that my covenant is with you. It's with your children and your children's children. I'm laying my word already upon your heart this morning. So remember it. Hold on to it. Don't let it go. I don't care what situation you're in. You have to know that God already said, I'm bringing you through that. I've already brought you through that. You just need to lift your hands and heal your emotions. Oh, God, I thought I would be out of this. I thought I was done praying for, you know, these type of things. Well, here we are again praying for these type of things, but let's just heal. It's the reason we're here. Let the Holy Spirit do what it is He wants to do in you. Amen? So this is the word this morning. I hope you got something out of it. We're going to open up the lines this morning. There may be a comment or a testimony or a prayer request this morning or even just a word you may want to share. We want to open it up. We want to open it up. You can hit 5-star on your keypad. This Monday morning, it's going to be a beautiful week in Chicago for our weather. That's what I'm hearing. So that's a good change of pace. And wherever you all are at as well, you probably already have some better weather than we have here. But thank God for the cold. Thank God when we heal. We don't understand why it's snowing in April. But, hey, when you live a leg life, you don't have to worry about why it's snowing. All you say is, thank the Lord today for the snow. Apparently, it's a reason for you to have it snowing in April. That's what happens when we heal. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to open up the line and hear from our first caller. Are they here this morning? We're going to decide. We're going to make this an active Monday. We're not going to have a quiet Monday today. I feel an active Monday. We're going to kick this week off. Right? We're going to shake off whatever's been, you know, I don't know, failing us, keeping us quiet, keeping us down, all the reports that the enemy has brought in. Listen. We're going to believe the report of the Lord today, and we're going to rejoice in the Lord today, and we're going to be excited about what God has said, because that's all that matters. His word is the final say for us. Amen. So we'll go ahead and get our first caller if we have one. Who's on the line? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Bless you.
Good morning. How you doing? How you doing? I was just pondering it as you began to speak. I was like, well, Lord, are you really, is this word you're giving for me or this word you're giving for the line? You know, as you were speaking about being a yielded vessel and yielding to the Holy Spirit, you know, it just kept coming to mind that God knew us before the foundation of the world. He formed us. You know, yes, He called, He had called them to be the prophet, but He's called each and every one of us to be. But as we are that yielded vessel in the Holy Spirit, God will begin to reveal to us who we are and who our children are as we continue to put His word into our mouth. As we put His word into our mouth, it gets into our heart. And out of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we look upon the issues of the life. We look upon the issues of this going on in this world. But when we realize when we're yielded to the Holy Spirit, there is not an issue that the Holy Spirit cannot handle. There is not an issue that the Holy Spirit cannot use us to move into. But if we are yielded to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is still speaking. He's still speaking. So when you're yielded to the Holy Spirit, you're opening up yourself to hear from God. You're opening up yourself to allow your steps to be ordered by God. You're opening yourself up to not to yield, for you to decrease and let the Holy Spirit increase in you by being that yielded vessel, by being available and by being open unto God. Because that's why God says you wake up each every morning and say, welcome, Holy Spirit. When you realize what you're saying, you welcome the Holy Spirit to come in and take control of your very morning, to take control of your very day. And when you yield to the Holy Spirit, you don't have to do crazy. You don't have to say those things that you don't want to say. You can be that entity of Christ that people see. You can be that glory carrier that God wants you to be. So as you start your morning out, welcoming in the Holy Spirit, because He don't push Himself on you. They want you to be yielded. Even in the garden, Jesus said, not His will, but the will of God. Jesus himself was yielded, you know, even in the garden. So as you yield them to the Holy Spirit, he will truly order your steps. So that is a word for everybody, just to be yielded unto the Holy Spirit. Be open to see in the Spirit, open to hear from the Spirit of God, and then be yielded and obey. That's what I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying this morning.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Yvonne. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing that this morning with us. Hallelujah. Just beneath in that word, as you say it, just being a yielded set. Good morning. Who else do we have there on the line? Thank you for sharing that word. Just right on target. You know, God always confirms what he's saying. Amen. Who's on the line?